Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Thursday, the 11th day of the month of Cheshvan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I would also like to thank my wonderful and good friend, Rabbi Avi Heller, for filling in yesterday. It is good to be back with all of you today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Ilan Meirav of Congregation Beth Gabriel in Forest Hills, New York, the Shir Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Meirav slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 23, 121, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. We will conclude the conversation with a brief conversation with Rabbi Meirav to learn more about his wonderful community in Queens. In addition to being mindful of all those whom we are davening and praying for, please include in your tefillot and your prayers Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs as well. His Hebrew name is Yaakov Zvi Ben Liba. That's Yaakov Zvi Ben Liba. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Meirav.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. I truly, truly am very honored to join you in this wonderful initiative that the OU put together. Ashrechem, mamash, it's very, very inspirational to hear that so many people join every single day for this Tehillim and Words of Chizuk. And thank you once again for the opportunity. I want to share with everyone just a very, very short and famous Dvar Torah, which I'm sure everyone probably heard once before. But I really believe that it needs some chizuk. It needs to be implemented into our daily way of life. It's a very powerful point, and Bezrat Hashem, hopefully we could all take this to heart. You know, it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that God, was not happy with the world. In fact, Rashi uses the word charon af. There was a certain anger in the world until Avraham Avinu came along. Prior to Avraham, Hashem wasn't so satisfied. Avraham Avinu came along. Oh, beautiful. He's doing his mission. And the famous question is, but one second. We know that Noach preceded Avraham, and the Torah testifies, Noach is tzaddik tamim ha'ar b'derotav. He was a righteous person. On top of that, we know of Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever was way before Avraham, and it actually continued during Avraham's lifetime. And why was Hashem not happy with that yeshiva? So how could Chachamim tell us, our sages tell us, that there was a certain anger in the world prior to Avraham, where we see greatness was also around before Avraham's existence? So the text of Mishneh, in the end of Hilchot Avodah Zarah, touches upon this point, where Moshe Feinstein expounds upon it in the Sefer Darash Moshe. He says as follows. He said, you see, Avraham Avinu, he went from place to place, city to city, to try to inspire people and prove to people there's a creator to the universe. He was, together with Sarai Menu, being Megayer the man, and she was Megayer the woman. He was bringing the men closer to Hashem, and she was bringing the women closer to Hashem. And they got people by the thousands to start believing in a one God, in monotheism. Avraham Avinu went from place to place to do this. Noach was a tzaddik. No one's going to deny that. Shem Ve'eber was a prestigious yeshiva, no question about it. But what was their shita? What was their method of outreach? It wasn't so much them coming to you. You had to come to them. When you came to them, they gave you all the attention in the world. You know, yeshiva Shem Ve'eber had a little sign. Our hours are from this time to this time. Anyone that came in, they asked questions, they answered him, they blessed him, they gave him advice, they proved to them, they did everything he had to do. But they didn't go after the people. They didn't try to inspire others by going from place to place. You came to them, you got inspired. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, God was saying, listen, yes, they were tzaddikim, but that's not the purpose. The purpose is not for you to sit in your corner and grow and get greater and connect to Hashem, but not get others to do so as well. I want people not to be passive when it comes to inspiring others. Rather, you have to be proactive. Don't wait for people to come to you. Rather, you go after them. And really, that's the message that we all have to take to heart, because, you know, you may have someone that you know, and we all know someone that needs a shidduch. And most of the time, you know, we kind of move on with our life. And if the person approaches us, maybe we'll start looking for a shidduch for them. So, it should really be the other way around. We know they need a shidduch. Let's start making phone calls. Let's look for someone that might be a good match. Someone needs a job. Don't wait for them to come and complain to you. Someone needs chizuk. Don't wait for them to ask you a question. We have to stop being passive. We have to be more proactive when it comes to these matters. Anything to do with helping others, don't wait for them to come to you. You go after them. So I think this is a message that we all could, Bezrat Hashem, take to heart and maybe implement into our daily lives to see how we could, Bezrat Hashem, be like Avraham, go from place to place, make a phone call, tell people about these daily Tehillim gatherings and the chizmah that OU has, all the different Shurim and Zoom and whatnot. Get people involved. By sending them the WhatsApp or the text messages about these beautiful initiatives. We have to start being more proactive as Klal Yisrael, not being passive. Besides that, we're going to say right now, Tehillim for the Refuah Shlema of all Chole Yisrael. We're going to be starting off with Perek Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Hopefully everyone has the pages in front of them. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אכתר, בינו דשי ירביצני, הרבה מנוחות, ינה עלני. נפשי ירשומי, ינחני כבר בצדק, למען שמו. גם כלך ברץ על מוות, לא ירא רע כי אתה עמדי, שפתך מי שפתך, ינחמו. שרוך לפני סבן, נגד צורריי. נשענת בשמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד, ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We're going to do now chapter 121, פרק קוף חף אלף. שיר למעלות, את העיניי להרים, מאין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מרים אדוני, יוצא שמיים בארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. We're going to do now chapter 130. That is Kuf Lamed. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי. תהיינה עוזיך קשובות בכל תחנוני. אם אבונות תשמוריה. אדוני, מי יעמוד? קיר עמך סליחה, למעתי ברך. חיוויתי, אדוני, קיוות הנפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, מי שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, קראים אדוני החסד, הרבה מופידות. והוא יפתד ישראל מכל אבונותיו. We'll make a special מי שברך. We're going to pause for about 15-20 seconds for everyone to add any names that they may have in mind. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה, אהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את כל חולי עמו ישראל ובכללם. ועבור שאנו מתפללים עבורם, בתחזק ולשבחו ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם, להופלתם, להחזיקם, לחיותם, בתוך שאר כל ישראל, רפואת נפש ועד הגוף, אשתה בעגלה וזכרים, ונאמר אמן. אחינו בין כל בית ישראל, המתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, נדרום ירחם עליהם, ויוציא מצרה לרווחה, ומאפילה לאורה, ומשיבור לגאולה, אשתה בעגלה וזכרים, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Meirav. As we transition into the next portion of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
You know, Chas Hashem, Baruch Hashem. You know, obviously everyone is going through some sort of difficulties. You know, Hashem Rachim, some with their health, some financially. But as a community, we're trying to hang in there, try to be mechazik each other. That's what it comes down to. We got to be there for each other. And we're going to keep davening and praying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get us through these difficult times, Bezrat Hashem.
Bezrat Hashem, we certainly hope so. So to get us started, for those of our listeners who may not be as familiar with your Beit Knesset, with your community, would it be possible to give us a broad overview of the shul and the community in general?
So first of all, our shul is located in Queens, New York. Queens is actually one of the most, I think, ethnically diverse counties, not just in the U.S., probably in the world. The Imamish have people from all over living here in Queens, and the same is true for the Jews that are here. You have a very nice mix of Faradim and Ashkenazim from different backgrounds, some religious, some not yet so religious. It's a very diverse community, and Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Achdus. Every community has its bounds, but a lot of Achdus over here, and people are very united, and we try to do things together. We work together. And it's really a beautiful community. I'm very blessed to be part of the Queens community. I really, really am very blessed for that. Just before I talk about the shul, I mean, I myself was actually born in Eretz Yisrael. My parents were both born in a small city in Uzbekistan called Bukhara. And from the 90s, when Russia kind of opened up the Zen, we had, I think, I'm not sure what the exact numbers are, but we had tens of thousands of families that immigrated from Bukhara, and most of them came here to Queens, both to Eretz Yisrael and a lot to Queens.
Where in Eretz Yisrael were you born?
I was born actually in Afula, all the way up in the north.
Afula
is near Jenin. That's where it is. But
the reason I ask is because the news just came out this morning that the U.S. announced that those born in Yerushalayim, their U.S. passport can now say Jerusalem, Israel.
Oh, wow. That's my message this morning. I wasn't aware of that. Okay, but I wasn't born in Yerushalayim, so I don't fit that.
You weren't born in Yerushalayim, so it doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter to me. But, yeah, that's definitely great news. But, because since I was born up in the north in Afula, we actually moved here when I was about 2 years old. Mm-hmm. But my parents, they left Russia in the 70s. There's a big distinction between those who left in the 70s and those who left in the 90s. Those who left in the 70s were able to get, you know, a better Jewish education. We were able to stick together. And many of them, Baruch Hashem, are Shomer Torah Mitzvot. But those that came in the 90s, they came with such high numbers. So, A, the yeshivas weren't able to really put them in. There wasn't enough space for them. So many of them started going to public schools. And eventually, it just became a trend, sending kids to public schools. And that's the way to reach the American dream. You know, you want to become a doctor, a lawyer, a pharmacist, you got to send your kids to public schools. And that's a major, major issue here in the Bukharian community in particular, where you have not, these are people that are, you know, they honor the Torah, they have a lot of respect for the Torah, but they're misguided in this matter into thinking that the kids will not be affected by the public school system. And we know what they're being taught at a young age today. A lot of things that can really confuse a child and put doubts in his mind about the Jewish way of life, Letzaren Orav. So this has led to a lot of assimilation over the past 5-6 years in our community, you know, which is really, really unfortunate. The one thing that our shul, Beit Gavriel, is where I had the chutzpah to be one of the rabbanim there, and our organization, which is Chazak with a Q, one thing we focus on is trying to be mikar of these kids that are in public schools. So Chazak offers after-school programs, so kids from the age of 5 to 17 or 18, but basically, you know, pre-1A through 12th grade. And Baruch Hashem, we've had, you know, thousands that come in every single year. But our main focus is in putting them into yeshivas. after-school programs are all nice, and it's mechazik them, gives them inspiration, shows them who they are, gives them the foundation of Judaism. But we try to put them into yeshivot, and Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Herman, we've had tremendous, tremendous haslacha in the past 3.5-4 years. We put 950 kids into yeshivas. We transferred from public school to yeshivas. So that's our main avoida, and we're going to keep working. I mean, that's about 10% that we're taking care of out of the 10,000 kids in public schools, so we have a lot of work over here.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. Chazaka Baruch. Last question for you, and one that we've asked on this call now for several months. So much has changed, and you're doing great work. The Shul, Chazak, and so many organizations are really doing incredible things during challenging times. What communal changes do you anticipate? Maybe something that began during COVID that we think is going to stick and will be part of our lives going forward, or something new, something different that will be with us as a community, as a Jewish community, Bezrat Hashem, and we hope soon, in a post-COVID-19 world.
I mean, obviously, we have to always, you know, do some introspection. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a makkah, such a plague around the world, and it's the one that shut down our yeshiva, shut down our shuls, about the midrashot. You know, obviously no one's a prophet, no one knows why and how and what the reason is. But, you know, something's just staring us in the face and they're saying, listen, we gotta change. I mean, if our shuls are closing down or they're having all these restrictions, maybe we're not giving the proper cover to the shuls. The one thing that Beit Gavriel implemented, which I was very, very proud that we did this from early on, is when the shul closed down once back in April around Pesach time, we said we're gonna be very, very strict, about the phone usage in shul and talking in the shul. You know, if you gotta have a phone, step out. You can't text in the shul. You cannot respond in the shul. No emails in the shul. You know, we try to be particular about this. Something we maybe weren't particular about beforehand. But now I think, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, there wasn't any resistance. It's a large Beit HaKnesset. You have to know on Shabbat they have close to 1,000 people there. Obviously pre-COVID, during COVID is much less. But, you know, 4 different minyanim, about 1,000 people coming in every Shabbat. During the weekdays, we have, you know, 4 or 5 minyanim for Shacharit, Minchah, with the whole 9 yards. For people to accept this without fighting with the Rabbanim and not complaining with the Rabbanim is a tremendous, it just shows you where this community is standing. And I think this is something that, a plus that came out of COVID is, I think the Kavod HaBeit HaKnesset is going to be, Bezrat Hashem, not just for the next few weeks and few months. I think we're going to stick with this till Mashiach comes, Bezrat Hashem.
Wow. Bezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. We truly appreciate you giving us of your time and sharing really such an incredible Devar Torah with us. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot are with you, Rabbi Meirav, and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, l'tova, for good. And may the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Erev Shabbat, Friday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for words of inspiration for Rabbi Nissan Oberon of Congregation Brothers of Israel in Long Branch, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.